Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. Scott Ruzich, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Hey, Mark. Thank you very much for having me back again today.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Scott Ruzich is the CEO of Epic Smart Homes. We had Scott on the show back in episode 476, not too long ago, so you may recognize his name in the conversation that we had about his company, Epic Smart Homes. We talked all about the company and talked about the smart home industry and how architects can use smart home technology to improve their projects. So I encourage you to go back and listen to 476 to learn all about that. While I was having a conversation with Scott at that episode, I don't remember if it actually got into the episode or it was after the episode, but you had mentioned that you are involved in the Gary Sinise Foundation through Epic Homes. And I wanted to have you come back and share your story about how you're involved, what Gary Sinise Foundation is, so people who may not know can learn about it, and talk a little bit about how you got involved. Does that sound like a good plan, Scott?
That sounds great. Appreciate it.
All right. Before we jump into that, just so people don't have to go back to episode 476 to understand a little bit of context about who you are and what you do, that may help the conversation about the Gary Sinise Foundation. Share a little bit about Epic Homes and your involvement with Epic Homes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Epic Smart Homes, I started it about 17 years ago. It was started in 2005. And our primary focus is smart home technology systems in the luxury home market. That's our main focus. We also do some commercial. We do MDUs, some high rise. So we do a variety of things, but our main focus is smart home technology in the luxury residential market. And so with that, we do everything from kind of the pre-wire, the infrastructure, to all of the networking and Wi-Fi, all of the audio, video, and entertainment, security, video surveillance. We've even shifted into lighting control, lighting fixtures, window treatments, because a lot of those are motorized and integrated into the rest of the control system. So kind of everything technology related that goes into these homes, we provide now.
Very cool. And we got pretty deep into what you do and how you do it in episode 476. Where are you based?
So I go back and forth primarily between Truckee, California, which is in the greater kind of Lake Tahoe area, and Austin, Texas. Those are the two kind of main bases that I go back and forth between. We have offices here in Truckee, as well as Minden, Nevada, Austin, Texas, and the Big Island of Hawaii in Kona.
And so you serve those areas. Do you serve other areas as well?
We do. On occasion, we go to other areas. So, as needed, our clients frequently have multiple residences, throughout the country, sometimes even out of the country. And so, we'll go pretty much wherever we're needed, if it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So while we were talking with the last episode, you had mentioned your work with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Let's start with what the Gary Sinise Foundation is.
So they're a nonprofit organization that was obviously started by Gary Sinise. And the main goal of the organization, and please forgive me here, I other than the work we've done, I'm not a spokesperson for them. So I hope I get this right. But they provide services for wounded warriors. And one of the main things that they do is they try to identify families that have provided great service and also suffered a fairly significant loss in some form or another. And what they've done in a number of instances is provide these families with a home. And so they've done this. The home winds up being debt-free, so a free and clear home. And the home is specially adapted and outfitted for the family to make to make the home more enjoyable, more accessible, and provide some of that sense of independence and freedom, to the individual that suffered some of those losses.
Yeah, I actually went on the foundation website, and I have the mission, so I could just read that just for everybody to understand. The Gary Sinise Foundation was established under the philanthropic direction of award-winning actor and humanitarian Gary Sinise, who has been an advocate for our nation's defenders for 40 years. Our mission is to serve our nation by honoring our defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. Our program is designed to entertain, educate, inspire, strengthen, and build communities. Serves America's heroes and their loved ones 365 days a year. And Gary Sinise, if you don't remember who Gary Sinise is, he's an actor, movie actor. Probably the most well-known role is in Forrest Gump. And so you probably remember Gary Sinise from that role. So what was your involvement with the organization?
So we were brought into the project through one of our manufacturers, which was Nortech, who makes the Elan control system. And Nortech has since been acquired by a company called Nice. And so it is now called Nice. But we were contacted because we're one of the Elan elite dealers in the country. And Elan has done numerous projects with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And when this project came up in the Central Texas area, they knew we had an office there and had the ability to potentially help on this project. And so they reached out and asked us, and it's certainly a great honor. And so we really appreciate being asked to participate in this. And so that's how we initially got involved, was through one of the manufacturers reaching out and saying, hey, well, we've got this wonderful family and this great organization, and would you be interested in participating in this? And so, again, we were very honored to do it and accepted.
What was the actual project? Was it a new home renovation? What was it?
Yeah, so it was a new home. And so there were lots of different partners that worked on this. And so we just played kind of one small role in this. And so we provided the adaptive technology throughout the house. So we put in an alarm control system. We put in lighting and motorized window treatments, smart thermostats, as well as, audio and video components. And so, you kind of take for granted some of these simple things. If this particular soldier had lost one of his legs in combat, and then very tragically had a very rare form of cancer in his other leg. Ugh. And so he wound up being a double amputee. And, so you really kind of take it for granted of just simple things of like, oh, well, a light's on in the other room. Well, getting up to turn a light on in the other room when you're a double amputee can certainly be a challenge. And same things like just adjusting the thermostat. So those kinds of very simple things that many people take for granted can certainly, be a challenge. And affect your sense of independence and ability to just do kind of normal everyday things. And so we were able to put in these smart devices that you're able to control right from the palm of your hand, regardless of, you know, whether you're in the house, away from the house. And so bringing back kind of that sense of freedom and also just some enjoyment. You know, these technology things serve a wonderful purpose, but they're also a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you think of smart homes, you think, you know, convenience, you know, really cool to have this happen or that happen. And, you know, maybe in terms of entertainment, the entertainment could be really interesting and different levels of quality. But then you think about the universal accessibility that comes with some smart home technology. It allows, you know, someone to live a normal life, essentially, to be able to turn lights off or turn lights on or, you know, run appliances. What were some of the other things that the system that you installed would allow this system to do?
So we certainly did security and video surveillance. So again, providing, you know, some additional sense of security and safety for the family. The video cameras, you provide, you know, significant visibility around the house. So again, you know, it's you hear that noise outside. Well, it may be difficult for you to get up and attend to that. And this soldier was just an amazing gentleman. And he had prosthetics and was his level of mobility is fantastic. And I just commend him for his strength and resilience. And so, but again, just trying to provide these things that, you know, in short notice can provide greater accessibility to the house. So being able to see those cameras at a moment's notice, you know, palm of your hand type of thing. Yeah, I believe in this one, we also did water sensors throughout the house to detect water leaks. So in many of our other installs, we'll do things like freeze sensors. Well, Central Texas, usually not too big of an issue for freezing. It has happened though, this last year in particular.
Yeah.
But, you know, we will also do things to monitor temperature. So, you know, make sure that, you know, people in the home don't get too hot, pets don't get too hot if you're away from the home. So we do high temperature, low temperature monitoring, freeze detection, water flow detection. These are all things, again, that just provide an amazing sense of kind of security and visibility to what's going on in your house and try to minimize things like insurance claims and accidents.
How did it make you feel in terms of, you know, having that opportunity to give back and serve?
It's a wonderful privilege. And I've been fortunate enough to achieve a certain level of business success where I think it's important to be able to give back. And so to be able to be in a position to do that, I'm incredibly grateful for. And, you know, that gratitude comes from everyone that's been a part of my business. So certainly my staff, without them, we can't do this work. Without my clients, I wouldn't be able to do this work, and our manufacturers. And, you know, a wonderful foundation like Gary Sinise coming forward and asking for people to participate is just a great honor. And so it's pretty hard to put into words how it makes you feel to be able to provide some services back and some level of gratitude to people that have sacrificed so much in the name of freedom. And that freedom is something that every one of us is, as Americans, you know, I hope we really genuinely recognize that on a daily basis, that we're truly in one of the freest countries on the planet. And without these soldiers that have given so much, we wouldn't be, you know, we would just simply wouldn't be here to do these things and be able to give back the way that we do.
Yeah, agreed, for sure. Well, I wanted to have you come back to be able to share that, maybe inspire some others to go out and serve others. Whether it's through Gary Sinise Foundation or any organization that gives back to others, you know, sharing your knowledge, sharing your expertise is something that is a foundation of our mission at Entre Architect is to share what we know with everybody we know. And so I wanted to give you this opportunity to come back and talk a little bit about your work with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Before we wrap things up, I wanted to give you the opportunity to answer the final question that I asked you last time. I don't remember how you answered it, but it was a different conversation, different topic. So I'd love to know what you would say is one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow.
So I remember this question from last time, and I'm going to answer it a little bit different and keep it in the line of this conversation.
Yeah.
Is I would say, yeah, any small business and architect, what they could do is be on the lookout for these types of opportunities to give back, whether it's with a national organization like Gary Sinise, or whether it's a local Wounded Warriors or some other, you know, worthy type of organization that is able to give back to, you know, first responders, soldiers, other people in need. I think we all have a responsibility, and if we're in a position where we have that opportunity, we certainly should do that. So let's pull together in this, you know, construction and trade community, and find ways that we can give back, use our knowledge and experience and creativity, and let's go after some of these unique situations and find ways that we can be contributing members and help people that are in need.
Agreed. I couldn't say it any better than that. Thank you, Scott. His name is Scott Ruzich. His company, epicsmarthomes.com. You can learn more about Scott and the work that he does there. If you are in need of consulting or installation or specifications, any questions about smart homes, reach out to Scott. He's available at info@epicsmarthomes.com. If you want to learn more about the Gary Sinise Foundation, it is GarySiniseFoundation.org. We'll have links to all of that in the show notes. Scott, thank you for the work that you're doing. Thank you for giving back to that family and your work with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Thank you for teaching us a little bit about what the organization does and how we as architects and builders and contractors and all the people involved in the building industry can give back. It's not that hard. Just go out and reach out and find somebody who needs your help and could say, hey, I'm here. I can help. So I appreciate you for the inspiration and the motivation. And thanks for coming back to the Entree Architect Podcast.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect Podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead, click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAD, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAD.com. Go check them out, ARCAD.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect Podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.